welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. This show, just like all of our other programs, brought to you by the King of Trucks in Rosetown, actually the Mainline Automotive Group, bringing us this twirl. That would be GM stores in Rosetown and Kindersley, as well as Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores in Rosetown, Watchers at Manitou, and now their new location in Selby on the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram side. So appreciate them being on board as the title sponsor of the Monday Nooner. As we mentioned, Senior Hockey Top 10 show. We'll mention them a little bit later on, but of course, our Senior Hockey Top 10, first one of the year, is brought to you by General Well Servicing out in Carnduff area, doing lots of work in the oil field and hiring out around Carnduff, Southeast Saskatchewan, into Southwestern Manitoba, and now sprinkling a company into the United States as well. So they're all over, fellas. It is back. First senior show of the year. Ready to rip.
We've had a lot of requests for this. Guys are fired for the senior show and the top 10. But out of the leagues, how many have started playing?
About half. I think after this weekend, 12 out of 13 will be fired up. I think there's three that haven't played yet. So I think about 10 of 13 have played. And by the way, 13 leagues, around 105-ish teams. We'll have a update for sure. Solid number, maybe next show.
Any natural ice out there in the White Mud or Nauticu, Shane?
No, they're all buzzing. Their boys are just starting to get in shape down there. Hey, like, it's just today was like training day number one, probably, for the fellas. So they'll get their legs about January.
Hey, I just want to mention something before we start the show, something that was brought to my attention by about five people. Our last twirl, I had a bunch of text asking why it sounded like I was hush hush and like really low and like whispering throughout the show. I had a few people be like, was that like a secret show? Like, were you in a closet somewhere? And I was actually in my spare room because my mom and dad were staying over and they were like already in bed by the time we recorded. So, and I think I had the 13th wave of COVID. So I had a few people comment on that. So hopefully coming in loud and clear.
Nice this and hot week. Today.
Yeah, I was there. Kind of like, well, hello.
Yeah.
Welcome.
What's your name?
I don't remember.
Live
that
from the closet.
Absolutely out of it. Yeah. Okay. So let's get going. Senior hockey. Now, we talked about most of the leagues or half the leagues are firing. I got a little sprinkle here on a few leagues. Where do we want to start?
You can start wherever you want. Just keep track as we go so we don't get mixed up.
Well, let's start with the new Super League and the Long Lake Hockey League. So not much has gone on there so far. So from what I'm seeing, we only have the one game, Wadena over Lanigan.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
And tonight, as we record, Watrous is home to Drake in their home opener, brought to you by Watrous Manitou Mainline. I think Ryan Campbell was actually in the dunk tank outside before the game. So yeah, nice of them to jump on board. So that game's going on. We got an update. Watrous in the lead. So we are sorry, unfortunate, Drake, but we're going to say Watrous winning that. So coming up this week, though, in the mighty Long Lake Hockey League, the Foam Lake Leroy game was supposed to fire. And already we have a postponement.
I'm just chuckling still because you'd called Watrous winning 1-0 after the first period. That's like when the elections are on and they're like, we've gotten 3 of the 29,000 ridings when we're declaring a victor. It's like, how do you know already? There's thousands of votes still out there.
We have Newfoundland and Labrador reporting.
The blue wave. Yeah.
You're going to sweep. So that's a postponement. Leroy in Foam Lake Friday night. They haven't made up the makeup date yet there as well. But Saturday, heads up, we got Wynyard Foam Lake openers for both of those teams. Lanigan is home to Leroy on Saturday. So just a couple games in the week and real light start for the Super League.
Soft start.
I want to just go back as we go through the leagues. I'm going to give some player of the week noms from this past week, and we've got some new senior tarps that Last Mountain helped us get put out there. You might have seen a sprinkle of those on social media. So thank you, Last Mountain Distillery, official distiller of the pod. Last weekend in Long Lake, Wadena's Tyson Hobbins and Josh Sim, savvy veteran, 5 points each in that 7-2 or 7-4 opening game. So player of the week nominees, Josh Sim, Tyson Hobbins, savvy vets.
All right. Let's take it. Let me get the Twin Rivers out of the league or out of the way. Twin Rivers go up north. 2020. Then you guys can fire here. So what I got out of the Twin Rivers, Willow Cree, 10 rip over the Birch Hills Bamfords, 10 different goal scorers in that game.
Boys are passing. Lots of apples.
Uh-huh. Nathan Dancy. Tiny Dancy with a shutout there.
Be closer.
Yeah. And then the next night, 7-0 over Cudworth. Darwin Morin, Dan's boy. 2 goals, 1 apple. And Alex Bell stopped all 29 shots. So 17-0. Willow Cree's out of the gate in their first two games, outscoring teams in the Twin. So, yeah, other stuff there. Clavette, Bruno went to OT. Clavette won 6-5. Rostern is 2-0. And Connor Navro hacked it.
Leading the league.
From Hanley. Leading the league. 2 goals only, 7 assists. So we're not sure on the chisel factor. Sounds like a good, honest name, though. So, yeah, he's leading the league. So that's my Twin River. As things go this week, I do have a couple of games that are coming up. I got to mention too, Rostern, back-to-back 8-goal games start the year. Can't sleep on the Wee Kings out there. And Shelbrook, big 8-3 victory. So we have on the 10th, the game that I'm watching here this weekend, Friday, Shelbrook against the Heg Royals. So... Twin Rivers.
Valley Ford and Hague, of course.
Yeah, they got a nice little gas station there. The Shell stop on the way to the lake. They run a nice chicken kebab.
Hey, the Wheatland, as known as the Sweetland Hockey League, fired up last weekend. How about this little home and home for the Tisdale Ramblers and the Nipawin Knights, who I think returned for the first time in like 17 years since Nipawin had a senior team. Didn't necessarily go the Knights' way. They get shellacked, I guess would be a term you could use, in both games. Tisdale wins the opener 14-5, and then Tisdale goes into Nipawin, and according to their tweet, they went in with the right 9 and won 10-4. And I had to laugh. Opening weekend, and you already tweeting out that you had the right 9 hit the road. But... yeah, listen to this. Player of the Week nominations, a couple of studs. And I my first thought was, man, you're up like 10-0. Maybe your best guys could take a seat on the bench, but when you only got nine guys, you don't really have the choice. So we mentioned these guys a lot last year. Mario Fortier had a 17-point weekend for the Tisdale Ramblers.
How many games?
What's his name?
Mario Fortier. Talked about him a lot last year. He was top 5 in the province in scoring. Obviously not in the strongest league, but Mario had 17 points. He had 10 points on Friday, 4 goals, 6 assists, and then 5-2 on Sunday. His line mate, Maury Rother, had 11 points on the weekend, 6 on Friday and 5 on Saturday. So Mario... And 17-point weekend is, that's like Mario Lemieux style. That's pretty impressive out there in the
Mario the and land. Mare. The well, M&M. M&M, hopefully the other guy's name. Maybe the other guy's name's like Mike.
So, yeah, that some other things happening. Jansen opened up their return to senior hockey with a 10-0 win against Hudson Bay. Jansen lost Friday to St. Brew Lake Lenoir 6-4, and then they came back Saturday to beat Hudson Bay 10-0. So Jansen 1-1 on the campaign. Looks like St. Brew Lake Lenoir, they beat Jansen, and obviously Jansen hammered Hudson Bay. So watch out for St. Brew Lake Lenoir. They're playing host to Nipawin on Friday. That could be a 17-0 affair, just to be honest. And then St. Brew Lake Lenoir and Jansen go head-to-head on Saturday again. So could be two of the top teams in the Sweetland.
Back to the M&M line. I was just thinking the last guy's name starts with an M. Play Now Sports odds 20,000 to 1. The M name, Myron. Don't hear a lot of Myrons anymore.
Who's Myron?
He's saying there would be the odds if the guy's name was Myron.
And the last, not, the yeah. last guy on the M&M, the M line.
I don't know if there is anybody else on that line. I think it's just the two of them lighting it up. Whoever the third guy is sure isn't putting up the points. They are out there in the wheat land. But yeah, that's a little update for that league. Hey, I want to, before I forget, lots to get to on the show. I just want to quickly do a plug for a contest we got going on social media where I put up a game from each league and you can enter. I want to see who knows their stuff. So I picked up 12 matchups from around the province, one matchup from each league. Put that out 24 hours ago. We've got over 350 entries, holy, which is pretty cool. So people are really getting into the senior hockey prognostication. So if you're listening to this, deadline to enter into that is 7-ish Friday night before any of the games fire up. So if you want to win some Nooner merch, and we got some new merch on the ground, yeah, play along, pick the winners of those 12 senior hockey games this upcoming weekend.
Speaking of prognostication, what's going on in the Play Now Sports front? Shane, did you blow all the money that you entered?
Mine's all gone. We're going to have to make another deposit.
Responsibly reload.
Yeah, responsibly reload. Yeah, no, it was fun. I enjoyed doing it.
Set a budget, right?
Yeah, we'll be back at her. We'll be back.
I was having some luck in the casino on there. I was
hitting
free slot play and like second spin. I won a few bucks, a few shackles. I was playing the Irish one, some sort of Irish pot of gold type situation going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of things to sprinkle. I know this time of the year, I pretty much try any sport I can get into. Obviously, hockey, I'm big on the overs right now, but you got CFL football down to the Final Four, NFL football, obviously, four nights a week. So lots of different things to sprinkle, playing out. If you haven't signed up, do it with the Nooner promo code. Enter that promo code, Nooner, N-O-O-N-E-R. Your first deposit, minimum $10. You're going to get $50 to the casino, $50 to the sports book. Those are free plays in your account just for depositing 10 skins. So check it out. Play Now, only legal betting site in the province. I know a few converted people over there are loving their experience with Saskatchewan's only legal sports book. Yeah. And always use your game sense.
I love it. It's easy. It's quick. Shane, what did you play in the casino?
I was spinning on the old Lucky Sevens. Yeah, they were lucky. They were not
as lucky as they could have been.
No, they could have been luckier. Put it that way. But I had fun. Took a while. It was good.
Man, there's a lot. You know what's coming up? There's a lot of, if you want to gamble, and I'm like looking right now, college football. Like the next month, there is so much college football. And then it's into bowls and stuff. Yeah.
College football overs are a lot of fun. Like on Saturday, there was a game that I was pretty dialed into. It was USC with Caleb Williams, who's going to be the number one overall draft pick quarterback against Washington. Michael Penix Jr., really good quarterback. The over under on that game was 70 before the game, which is quite a few points, right? Average 35 aside. After the first quarter, the live line was 100. And I think it ended up 52 to 45 or something like that. It was just touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. And I watched it. I spent a good chunk of my weekend watching college ball and then NFL Sunday.
Guaranteed someone just said, what are these idiots doing? This is the senior hockey show. They're talking. I got everyone going sideways on that. That's me.
No,
okay,
sprinkle.
Let's go.
Sprinkle, Jesus.
Where do you want to go next?
Hey, let's go over to the Sask Alta League, obviously Saskatchewan's only senior league, oldest senior league. They love when we say that. Little bit of an upset on the weekend, boys. Las Vegas was hosting the Wainwright Rustlers. Las Vegas, defending champions, unveiling their new home tarps on the weekend. They took one on the chin, 8-4 against Wainwright. But here's the thing. I had some boots on the ground there. Lashburn ended up out shooting Wainwright 56-20.
Wow.
But Wainwright won 8-4. Obviously, Lashburn probably was hoping for a few more saves. I might have Jack Campbell or Stuart Skinner in net. I'm not sure. But Thomas Issaman is the goalie for Wainwright. 52 saves on 56 shots, just peppered and got the job done. So how about a Player of the Week nomination for Thomas out there and Wainwright?
That's a lot of pucks to stop.
No-brainer.
You know what? I think Wainwright's been good. Sorry. Yeah.
But wasn't Lash like the favorites in that league?
I think I said on the senior preview show we could just crown him now.
I remember that
statement I used. So a little early adversity for Lash Vegas. I love their website though. They've got the goalie save percentages, which is pretty rare for a senior hockey website to have that. Thomas is kind of middle of the pack right now with a 928, pretty solid save percentage out there. But yeah, some other games from around the weekend. Meadow Lake beat Elk Point 5-2. John Morasti serving a suspension for a gross misconduct. He will be back at the end of the month. Saw that on the website. Paradise Hill lost to Meadow Lake on Friday. So Meadow Lake gets a couple of wins, and then Paradise Hill came back and beat Dewberry 5-3 Saturday. Dewberry also beat Vermilion last weekend, and Hillmont blanked Kid Scotty 5-0. Busy weekend coming up this weekend as well out there in the Sask Alta. See if I can highlight a game. Here's some games I got on the old watch list. Friday night, Meadow Lake heads into Wainwright, both undefeated teams out there. So Meadow Lake, Wainwright, Friday night. I think it might be a special military appreciation night in Wainwright as well. Of course, Remembrance Day is on Saturday. Nice. And then a classic matchup Saturday. Meadow Lake heads into St. Walburg. The Eagles fire up their season. I believe the Dursinski brothers, who jumped ship from Kindersley, ended up at St. Walburg. They will make their debut for the Eagles this weekend. So that's a little update on what's coming up in the Sask Alta, whatever you want to call it.
And we, here we go. Extreme Hockey and Sport. Let's give them a plug. What are the sticks like, boy? $129 twigs. What have the twigs been like?
Love it. I love it. Yeah, I think I was telling you earlier, I can snap. I can shoot harder with it than I could my other stick for sure. And Obviously I'm just playing recreational hockey at this point in time. But the other night at the Brandt Center, official home of the Regina Pats, I came across the blue line against the 70-year-old Tendy and just fired one off the bar and in, and the whole bench gave the old ooh. Said it's the twig, boys. Extreme Hockey and Sport, 129.9.
Bar down.
He's wearing brown Cooper Durasoft pads.
The old Jason in front of the 13.
Burned by old Sean Kindop and went high shelf.
Kinder, pour one out.
No, but anyway, and in all serious, Shane, you liking it?
I do like it. I think I'm going to, my next one, I'll go to an 85. I'm running the 75. I went quite low to give her a little snapperoo, but I think 85 is more this fat guy's style.
Yeah, so that, if you haven't heard the deal, Extreme Hockey and Sport in Regina, they can ship them. Some teams and some people have been driving in or just calling, getting them shipped. $129, blackout one piece. It is the exact same stick that you're going to pay $300 plus, almost $400 for, just missing the logoing. Blackout, asking for the Monday Nooner stick. The Monday Nooner deal, $129. Buy as many as you want while supplies last. We need a team. If your team is thinking about getting sticks, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You probably want to go and get the team deal for these. Just saying. Speaking of deals, beer deal. Great Western 016.
Kickback season. It's always kickback season when you're drinking from Great Western Brewing Original 16, made in Saskatchewan, by the way. They are locally owned brewskis. I love Original 16 out of the can, out of the tap, out of the keg, however you do it. It's my favorite beverage of choice. So yeah, you sign up for the deal, you're going to get a kickback in beer or potentially some funds at the end of the season. If you message us, we'll get you in contact with the correct representative from Great Western Brewing Original 16. Did I miss anything?
No. What's your favorite GW product, Shane?
Lime right now.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like it's always lime season. Hey, I'm a summer lime guy.
It's always lime season now, though. They're buzzing.
Your GW lime is so good.
Yeah, it's good. You,
on that flight that we took down to Bandon Dunes, guess what they were rolling in the, for the beer? cleaned them. We drank that thing out of booze. Brew house. Nice cold brew house. Oh, I haven't had a brew like it's been years.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but that reminds me of high school.
Yeah.
Quick trip into Lloyd Vegas, in and out. Probably shouldn't say that, but
yeah, no,
it's all hearsay at this point. But yeah, delicious.
It's the statute of limitations. Yeah, so that's get in on the beer deal, get in on the stick deal. Lots going on there. We're going next. Go to the white mud.
You want to hit up the mud?
Yeah,
the mud.
Well, we get buzzing. The mud gets buzzing this Saturday, November, Remembrance Day. Etonia's heading down to Shaunavon, and Gull Lake's heading a little bit, I guess, would be southwest over to Leader. That get things fired up this weekend, and then you got to wait a whole nother week before White Mud really gets buzzing. So
the cross. Hey, I have a question for you. I have a question on the mud. Is that the league that Shaunavon's in? I should know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you had said, I guess, last show or senior show that you heard Dusty Stevenson was on the outskis potentially.
That's what the rumor was. But like
apparently I said, he's playing enough to play playoffs, and then we'll probably be there every game at the end of the year. Also, Gull Lake added Mason Logan on the back end, bit of a stalwart. Ooh. So apparently Dusty's going to get the minimum in.
He will, just for the ploffs. What was that guy's name off Tampa that did that? Put him in the IR, and then he was back to win a jug.
Kucherov,
yeah.
It's called cap circumvention. You should try it, senior teams. You don't have to pay these guys all that S&Gs all year. Just get them when it matters.
Keep them into shape. Hook up the parachutes.
You know what?
Keep them skating.
So I've often thought about this. Some of the S&Gs we see right now is crazy. Like, it's absolutely unsustainable. But some of these teams that are forking some of this out, so say they're like the best team in the league is playing the worst team in the league.
Do they
hope that guy doesn't show up? Because it's we really don't need to pay him tonight.
Be like, hey, there's some pork missiles upstairs for you. So you're healthy scratch.
It might be
hey, Gubba, I can't make it tonight. Yes.
It might be prearranged, a lot of that stuff. You know, going to Swift on December 2nd, I think, pumped. I don't even know where is the establishment to hang out at anymore. So, because Rome's has a game the next day, so I'm like, oh, maybe taking a white mud game that night. Like, there's nothing going on a Saturday, December 2nd. The only game's in Maple Creek, which I would love to go to Maple Creek. Guzzle a few. So, I haven't even seen the new rink.
Have you guys,
come on, mud?
Have you guys heard the song by the Roadhammers? I think might be Clayton Bellamy, who's one of the Roadhammers. They have a song called Mud. That's going to be the official. Every time we mention the white mud, I'm going to play mud.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Mud. Yeah, my first love. Mud. Mud.
And then for the Twin Rivers, you got to get that clip of Smokey.
Rivers from, of Babylon guy.
From Friday, 2020. Okay, that's awesome. So nothing, not a heck of a lot in the mud.
No, the mud's slow.
Mud.
We're not going to go to the crossroads yet, Shane. We don't want you to blow your 5 minutes of prep all in one shot, because then you're just going to have to sit there for the rest of the
all
show.
Good, buddy.
So you say Big Six, Bearcat? Is that where you wanted to go?
I know nothing about the Big Six so far.
Oh, I had boots on the ground there today, actually, down in Big Six country. Fellas, I am buying stock early on the Mooseman Dodge Rangers.
Is that the rink that we're supposed to go and there's a bar and we need to go hang out there one night and do it after hours? Oh, okay.
Yeah, get a room at the Canalta, put our feet in the hot tub and relax. Mooseman's a good town though, fellas. It's a good town. Really good town.
I will go. It's going to be the right night.
I know, and they only play on weekends. I was actually in Mooseman today talking to a guy and I said, you got to have like a Thursday even. For me is better because I can work a work trip into it, right?
Yeah.
But, Mooseman last weekend got things started 11-3 over Oxbow. They came back and beat Kipling Windthorst 6-2. So two wins for Mooseman, obviously not the stiffest of competition yet. Carlisle Cougars, who are going to be sneaky good from all accounts, 7-2 winners against the Mydale Bantam Mustangs. And a spirited affair in Redvers saw the Rockets beat the Carnduff Red Devils 4-1 on Friday. You probably caught wind. A video we shared out courtesy of the HBC podcast of a little brouhaha.
Really?
From what I understand, probably the only big post whistle fights so far this season in senior hockey. But that was kind of the opening night there in the Big Six. I want to give a shout out to the Redvers Rockets because one of their alumni, they did a big fundraiser for Gavin Martell, who's a longtime Rocket. I know he's fighting a battle with leukemia, and it sounds like they raised a boatload of money for him and his family out there on Friday. So pretty cool when towns like Carnduff and Redvers, who are bitter rivals on the ice, can come together for something positive like that and raise a bunch of money. So wanted to give kudos to the Redvers club for organizing that on Friday. Okay, so just a couple more things. Mydale also lost Saturday at home to Bean Fate. So Bean Fate gets the season started 1-0. Interested to see this weekend Oxbow hosts the Wawota Flyers. We all know that Wawota was good 10 years ago. We'll see if they can get any of that momentum this weekend. Bean Fate home to Carlisle. Carlisle, like we mentioned, sneaky. Musiman should have no trouble with Mydale on Friday night at home. And then Sunday, the rematch Redvers kicks into Carnduff for the rematch of that spirited affair Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Maybe I should get boots and then work down there Monday. Maybe that's a
Sunday.
Brouhaha. That's a play. Hey, by the way, speaking of them, Carnduff talked to General Well Servicing, sponsor of the Senior Hockey Top 10. Said, what do you want us to mention? They just said, we're always looking for good people to join our team. And if you can play senior hockey, that is a bit of a bonus. We have another team they can join as well. So maybe there's another team or two in the Big Six they could play for and work for General Well Day Group Companies. If you have any questions, you can reach out to us or look up at Fowl, F-O-W-L, Supper, on Twitter, and he'll get you hooked up and get you put to work.
Yeah, just contact us. Easiest way. We'll get you in touch. So that is that everything on the Big Six till
That's all I got for now. Yeah.
Okay. Let's before we go into our next league, which I'll let you guys pick where we want to go next. I gotta give plug. We're gonna give an update every senior show of our team, the Outlook Weaponettes in the female league. Going great so far. Talk to head coach, little Housie there. Unreal group of girls brought into the program there. They're 1-1 and they're heading into Swift and Kindersley this weekend. So keep going. We'll give updates on players and stuff as we get along here too, but that's our team. We're sponsoring them this year. The Outlook Weaponettes. They love when we call us here, but their real name is the Mainline Ice Hawks.
Cool.
That's to us.
Have we talked Sask Valley? You know what? We'll go to Sask West, then we'll go to Sask Valley. Okay. Sask West Hockey League underway. So far, so good for the Wilkie Outlaws, 3-0. Steady as she goes. Kindersley Clippers, 2-0. And the EDAM Three Stars, 1-0. Kind of the same deal probably as last number of years. Macklin, Kindersley, Wilkie, EDAM going to be the teams to beat this year. But in terms of this past weekend, a couple of scores to run your way. Kindersley beats Unity 6-2. Halford gets by the Bigger Nats 6-5. And the Wilkie Outlaws take down Macklin 8-5. That was on Friday. Wilkie Saturday beats Bigger 2-1. Didn't have the under on that one. 2-1 final. You don't see that very often between those teams. And then the EDAM Three Stars, first game of the year. They beat Macklin 3-1. Keep an eye on the EDAM Three Stars. They're going to be pesky this year. They've been knocking at the door for a few years, but from all accounts and what I've been hearing, they're a serious contender this year.
That's why I like this game Friday night. Get out to the Saskan Center, Saskan Community Center in Wilkie. Wilkie is hosting EDAM.
I had a message from out there saying
8:30 start. Hola. Don't you want any kids to go?
He's guzzled before.
I had a text from out that way saying, are you going to be home this weekend? We might need a few bodies. And obviously, I know that was not a serious request, but the Outlaws was that was kind of their way of telling me they're going to be short a few players this weekend because I probably heading out that way, but maybe not till Saturday. But if I am home Friday, I'll be boots in Wilkie. Like, but yeah, sounds like they're going to be missing some guys. So if that was on the if that was available on the Play Now Sportsbook, which obviously you can't gamble legally on senior hockey, we know that. I'd probably be taking the EDAM on plus at plus money as the underdog. That would probably be my play there.
I hope you get to watch it.
Bigger's been good. Obviously, I mentioned they played a couple close games. They're hosting Kindersley on Friday. Saturday, Halford and Kindersley and EDAM and Unity. Wilkie and Bigger again. Man, the Outlaws are getting a lot of games in early this season, but in terms of players of the week from last weekend, Rory Gregoire leading the league. He had a 9-point weekend for the Outlaws. It's no 17, but it's not bad. 3-3 Friday in that win against Macklin. And then he scored one goal Saturday, no assists, but it was in that 2-1 win that I mentioned against, I guess it's only a 7-point weekend. I think I said 9, but yeah, got the game winner against Bigger. So Rory Gregoire is the player of the week nominee from the Sask West Hockey League out there. Belts, let's go over to the Crossroads.
What do you know about that?
You get any? They don't have a website yet. I know that.
We're not starting rough firing up till the 25th of November. It's a late start. Boys are still training Div 3. But 25th, Dodsland's in Kindersley, and Looseland is in Kerrobert that day. But this is the part that I like the best. The next week on the 20th, there's a Wednesday nighter.
Ooh.
Just a Wednesday night. Dodsland's in Kerrobert, and it's only 20-25 minute rip, so it's not bad. And I like it. I like the breaks up the week a little bit, right? Mom and dad can go. They've had it, they're tough working. Mom's working at the credit union. Dad's been getting the machinery ready for next spring. They need a little break. Head on down, watch the kid play. It's awesome.
Hey, so they've got a pretty extensive 12-game schedule belt, so they got to get the odd Wednesday in November in to get that all in before the ice goes out in March.
Pretty deadly. They're actually done like mid-January. It's hard and fast. And they're in and out.
Then they let their players sign for provincials elsewhere.
Yeah.
I imagine they all make playoffs, 4-team league. Hey, Dodsland Stars official team of the Monday Nooner in the Crossroads. We're hitching to that. Or at least
that's our wagon.
When they get on the beer deal,
I'm hitching my wagon to Dodsland. I've seen some Dodsland wagons in years gone by. I'm gonna hitch to that wagon.
So is this like the people that got cut from the Clippers? They're like, let's fire up in the Crossroads or what?
Yeah, or they just want to have some fun with old buddies and stuff.
It's all no imports. You have to either live in that town or have played minor hockey in that town. So it's grassroots, and it's
awesome.
It's good for those communities for sure. Sask Valley. The Valley, the official league of Western Sales, official John Deere and equipment sponsor of the Monday Nooner, locally owned John Deere dealer. Some really good weapons that run that business. Like I mentioned, Davidson, Central Butte, Rosetown, Bigger, Elrose, Outlook. Those are the locations, and they are going to give us updates on the Sask Valley throughout the year. What's going on out Western Sales way?
Looking for service techs, all 6 locations. So good stuff.
You have to have any experience.
What we're looking for, mechanically inclined students enrolled in any course related to mechanics. Ability to problem solve, work independently. Personable, confident, and ability to discuss repair work with customers. Basic understanding of ag machinery. And guess what the last thing is? I guarantee you'll get it. Last thing that they're looking for, strong work ethic. So no, they're hiring.
I think most people out that way have that.
Yeah,
especially the Dodsland area where they play on Wednesdays. Yeah, so they offer competitive wages, tuition stuff. You can work on them there. Just everything. Just go find it online, Western Sales. And service techs in all 6 locations. We'll keep plugging that for them here for the next little bit because they're looking for a lot. Great place to work.
Yeah, and obviously if you're in the market for any equipment out that way, green is the color, right? John Deere Green out in Western Sales. So happy to have them on board here with the Monday Nooner in the Sask Valley. Before you get into any bit of a rundown, I want to just quickly say Sask Valley Player of the Week nomination, Connor Gay, Keniston Blizzard. 1 game, 8 points against the Outlook Ice Weapons, 2 goals, 6 assists for Keniston. Wow. I think it was like a 12-5 game or something like that. But Connor Gay, 8 points. Great job, buddy.
No, that's are you guys seriously buddies?
No, okay. We are now. Jans.
November 3rd. So Delisle beat Lucky Lake. What, anything else here? Central Butte. They are undefeated. The Butte. Flyers. They beat Loreburn 5-2. Then they beat up on Lucky Lake Beachy 7-2.
We'll see how they do Friday in Crake, right?
Yeah.
Pillar Dome.
That's one of the games of the week in our area right there. Crake, home opener. Place is going to be rocking to Central Butte. Davidson, we talked to, they hammered up on Rosetown. What else we got this weekend in this league here? That's very curious. Dinsmore Outlook. That's not a bad game. Craig Eston in Eston. Long road trip, isn't that? That'd be a long drive, wouldn't it? Shane.
Be a bit of a hike.
Craig to Eston.
That's a buzz.
Yeah.
Get out there, Rand McNally. Let's measure it out.
Saturday. Loreburn and Keniston. Don't sleep on Norrish and Brothers Lichtenwalds, right? They're in Keniston on Saturday. Then the Sunday, the Kyle Elks decide to play ice hockey again on Sunday at 2:30 in Rosetown.
Craig to Eston's 2.5.
Nah, really?
Yeah. Oof. Wow, even more than that. It says 240, 242 on Google Maps, but I'm giving them a little less. So
240.
Yeah, a couple pee breaks. All right. Yeah. Any casinos in the middle or anything? Any slot and vilts?
Throw any dice? Do they play any triple sevens?
Which way do you go? Did you show in the map? Like, do you go to Outlook like that way?
Well, it's showing you go straight. No, you don't go through Outlook. Go through Davidson. Up to Davidson and then the 44.
Is that where you cross the dam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to move this conversation over to the Quail Valley Highway Hockey League. You guys figure out how to get from Eston to Crake. Backwards, boys. Quail Valley Highway Hockey League fired up. Something I got to mention here right off the top. This has just got to be said. I got to screenshot this. Leading the league in points right now. Russ Nielsen, 6 points on the back end for the Bethune Bulldogs. He's leading the Quail Valley in points through a couple of games. Obviously, he does have a couple games so far this year, but
nice.
It's pretty good. 2 games, 4 goals, 2 assists for old Russ. He's been over. Last year, he was 19 points in 18 games. Other than that, he's never been over a point a game, I don't think so.
And his Bethune Bulldogs, which he leads, coaches, does everything on that, or sharpen skates. 6-3 win over Grenfell, their home opener on Saturday. Bethune, nice. They dropped a game the Wednesday before, 7-3 to Milestone. But Ross, how old would he be? 40?
No, he would be 86 model.
Okay, so
37.
Lots of legs.
He's young.
He's in shape.
It's not that impressive anymore.
He works out and stuff like that. So, you mentioned the Milestone Flyers, by the way, 2-0. They are top the league with the Belgoni Bisons. Both of those teams, welcome back, Belgoni. Both of those teams, 2-0. Jaden Hulbegawaks, White City kid, I believe, scored 50 that one year in the Dub not that many years ago. Played a lot of American Hockey League with the Barracuda. San Jose, man, he should have stuck with Pro. He might have been able to make San Jose the way they look this year.
Yeah,
but
still might.
Yeah. He's playing a Milestone. He played 1 game, 5 points for Milestone, 3 goals, 2 assists. So obviously a huge impact. Would he be considered? I mean, he's only played 1 game. It says he's listed as a D. He's a forward, but unless he's playing D, I don't know. That's what it says on the website. Would he be the best? Would he be top 3 or 5 in senior hockey?
I haven't seen him play, but
He would be. For sure, he would be.
Is he going to play?
Like, is he waiting for a contract?
Yeah. Like,
that's what I heard.
Wasn't he in Russia last year? Like, I think.
His family own Glacier Glass? Maybe he just wants to glaze.
Maybe he just wants to fill glass in chips.
Maybe he just wants to blaze and glaze, baby.
Blaze and glaze.
Off Winnipeg.
Last year, he played in Sweden for Vario Vajko HC.
Isn't that the guy that's leading the league in Tisdale?
But, no. He played 3 games in 21-22 with the San Jose Sharks, by the way. So he has played in the National. But if like those leagues in Sweden and stuff, they've been playing since August. So I don't think he's going there unless he signs somewhere midseason. But he's got 4 American League seasons under his belt. Holy shit. He scored 70 with the Moose Jaw Warriors in 2018. 70 tucks in this Western League.
So not even that long ago.
No.
So we'll see how long he lasts. But he wasn't at the game, the second game in Lumsden. And Milestone won that game. But I saw a picture of the score clock, and I think Lumsden outshot them like
huge.
50 to 20.
Yeah. Look, Milestone's goalie was unreal, I heard.
He had a picture window install that day. Could make it.
He was glazing and
redoing
glazing.
A big China cabinet.
Who's the goalie? Who's
the goalie that made those saves?
4-2 was the final for Milestone out there.
And the goaltender for Milestone, Boston Gellowitz.
Oh,
BG saves. 48 really? Saves on 50 shots.
Awesome. Yeah. It's my buddy Tony's boy.
Is it?
Yeah, I work with his dad.
Boston. He played with the Ridge.
Lumsden had their backup in, but that's no, whatever.
50 saves.
Boston Gellowitz played last year for the Weyburn Red Wings, 5 games in the SJHL.
Nice.
Good for him. Put up the plywood, and Milestone's looking good. Hey, so many good teams in this league, but Friday night at the Stardome in Belgoni, you got to love that you could drink up top there on the patio, get crippled and watch.
Take a Nooner flag. I bet you they'd put it up for us.
Flyer. Yeah. Belgoni hosts the Belcaris Bronx. Gubba has reshuffled. He's retooled. And he's made some moves. So Belcaris is going to be good again. 8:15 puck drop the quarter after. Start. Big obviously quarter. A big game out in Raymore as well. Welcome back to
Hold on. Is Gubba going to get massively heckled from above, from the bar above?
Gubbs embraces that stuff, though. That's the thing about him. That doesn't bug him. Doesn't bug old Gubbs. Yeah, we haven't decided. We've been talking about getting boots on the ground. Maybe we'll split up, get separate boots in different spots. But I know Raymore has sent us an invitation to their home opener, Selby in town, 8 o'clock Friday night. That place is going to be hopping, buzzing in Raymore. So good luck to them. Friday night, Milestone hosts Grenfell. Grenfell looking for a bounce back after their loss to Bethune. Saturday, Grenfell home to Belgoni. Another good game. Selby home to Bethune on Saturday. And then, that'll be it for this weekend in the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. But interested to see how Raymore looks. That's one thing I really am excited to see. Excited to see how Belcaris is retooled. And obviously, Belgoni being back is a lot of fun, too. So
no, I'm super interested. Play now. If Play Now had a little league champion from the QVAHL this year, who'd be the favorite out of the gate? Belcaris?
Defending champs, right?
Milestone now?
Got to go with the champs. Oh,
man, I think I would slightly put them ahead of Milestone. The thing about Milestone, the fact they got outshot 50 to 20 is a little bit alarming. I mean, they got the win, but...
Lumsden, always tough.
They're always there, but they just...
Lumsden, just like you fall for it. It's like, oh, yeah, make out, and you go to nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah,
that would be fun.
I think
for
the league last year before last, but I've actually heard they've got a bit of a wagon though.
Who loves it?
I heard they're good. You know, Jake from the golf course. He used to bartend. Good player. I don't know his last name. Jake from State Farm. We call him. He's playing in Lumsden.
Oh yeah, Jake the Snake. They got Bryce Platt out there. He used to work at the course too. Good kid. Good kid. Jacob Herspink, Schwinkter. Jacob Herspink. Makes a good cocktail. You know what? I'm going to put my money on Lumsden. I'm going Lumsden. You've sold me on the Monarchs.
You're taking
as a favorite?
Yeah.
Wow.
They won the league 2 years ago, and they almost did other things since.
I'm sticking with Gubbs.
Plus, Sean Steffen does some announcing now, so he's going to get the boys fired up. It's time. Here's Buffer style.
Here's Sean Steffen.
All right. What are we missing? Not a cue.
The cue. The queue.
We just saw, we got a sneak peek of Rollo's new jerseys tonight. Boston Pizza on Rochdale.
Did they get new tarps?
Yeah. You know what? I absolutely love them. I totally forgot they're like the main Black Bears colors. Ventura Mariners. They're like, what are the teams? You know, that double blue. dark blue. I love
that's
that.
That's nice.
Combo. Yeah, they're nice jerseys.
Rollo Rambler Report brought to you by Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. It's always auction season.
Always auction season.
Talbot Marketing did those jerseys, who does all the Monday Nooner gear. Yep.
Nice. Paul McLeod. Beauty.
Dropping off.
So
he's got a few residuals out that way. Hey, before you go, Belts, I just want to say I know a few guys out that way. Got a sneak peek at Rollo's roster. This guy might he's old. Older. Lonnie Forrester, I believe he's 42, originally from the Estevan Torquay area, played some junior back in the day. Silky, silky mitts. He is playing.
Wow.
And his son there, Jaden Forrester, is fresh out of junior B. He's playing as well. So I think there's kind of a tie that he wanted to play with the boy or whatever. But Lonnie will be, he'll have some good mitts in the Nauticue. Like he'll score some goals for sure.
Really?
But I was talking to a guy out there, and another guy I was surprised to see, savvy veteran. He'd be older as well. Trevor Virgoots. He's a goalie. He's been playing for decades. I don't think he's played senior for quite a few years, but he is signed up to be a tender. I believe he's a teacher, and I believe he's got some commitments with that, so he won't be at all the games. But two savvy veterans there, Belts. Listen to this. Other than those two vets, they've got two players that were born this century before this. They've got two players that were born before the year 2000.
Wow.
I was wondering how you're going to get there.
How are you going to phrase that? That's crazy.
Yeah, a couple cocktails tonight.
They are young.
I could have worded that better.
That's awesome, though.
It's okay.
Two players are born this century. No,
that's so good.
Like, just that's crazy. That's... Are they going to be very good? To be determined.
Thought you were asking Shane a riddle.
Yes.
They're really young. And then, you know what we found out tonight? They don't go to Hodgeville.
They don't go to the Ville.
I think Hodgeville comes to them. Bring that shit
two
over
divisions,
here.
Right? Two divisions out there in the Sioux queue?
Division, and they're Hodgeville's in the Wood River division. Big travel. Can't take the Wood chopper. River.
When do they fire up this weekend? Well, yeah, they do, I guess.
Friday, fellas. Yeah, Friday. Hodgeville's actually down in Glentworth, going down to the department store and get buzzing down there. Assiniboia,
league.
Team Moose Jaw, they're heading down to Gravelburg, grab some of that Gravelburg mustard. Then Yellowgrass, the Wheat Kings are in Radville, and the Avonlea Arrows are visiting our Rollo Ramblers as well. So the only team that doesn't fire until Saturday is Cornac. They're visiting Yellowgrass on Saturday. So after Saturday, all the teams will have one under their belt, and boys will be buzzing. We'll kind of get a sneak peek on where the first weekend leaves us.
I don't go, like, I don't know much about this league, and I don't do much in the Southwest, so I'm not too worried about offending anybody. But it just, to me, seems like it's Assiniboia and then a bunch of really shitty teams.
Well, I agree, but there's if the rumors are true that Team Moose Jaw lost their imports, then who knows?
You know, like, I shouldn't say it like it's great to see Radville and Rollo.
You already
Radville
said
Radville and edit that out.
And I like
Radville
that.
And Rollo. It's nice to see these towns getting their teams back. Like, I'm all for that. But it seems like there's an elite team, and then like some of these teams like might be like maybe our Friday skate could go head to head with them.
I love it that everybody just gets fired up to beat these fucking guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, they put their pants on one leg at a time.
Here's my question.
Off a spaceship.
You never know.
Here's my proverbial gambling question. If you were able to gamble on this stuff.
Play now sport.
Use your game sense. Gamble on things that are legal. So if you were to have odds on how many games last year, Assiniboia was 15-0-1. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The year before, they were 15-1. Are they, if their over under on lost games was one, would it be over under or right on the number?
On the number, I'd say.
They haven't lost more than one game for years. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're losing a game.
You just don't know. You don't know if the
number.
You don't know if the Moose Jaw boys are there or not.
That'd be a damn good bet, though.
Like, it would be really, if it was one and a half, you're taking the under. Less than
yes, no, I'd take the over.
I'd take the
I'd more than the so they'd have to lose two games.
Well, I need to see the roster first.
I know it's hard.
Not that I know anyone from Moose Jaw,
but I think they can take the right nine into most barns on a road night.
The lady should that works at Nitz. That's who I know from Moose Jaw.
I'm taking the under. Food. I don't even know if they lose a game this year. Write that down. Video guy, clip that clip. Put that on social media.
Check it.
Perfect season.
Do we only have one league left? The Prairie.
That's it.
Prairie
Miota Wagon
Hockey League. Yeah, not much. They played it at the North Battleford ACC, and Miota with a 5-1 win. The team to beat again this year. They don't have artificial ice, but they have a lot of players that are good. How about Landon Buziak from the old Miota combines? 14 penalty minutes in game number one. Yeah, and then they kind of spread it around. Miles Baptiste had a pair. Connor Neve had a couple of goals. Awesome handle. He had a goal. And scoring Eric Lamontagne scoring for Redbird.
Yeah, I just got to jump in here because I know there's probably some guy right now driving down the highway, just picked up a load of garlic sausage, maybe Ottenbrites or something like that, and he's heading home to make supper listening to the Senior Hockey Top 10 show, and he's gripping the wheel, and he's so ticked off right now because we completely have not mentioned the Sask East Hockey League. Let's show those guys some respect. Their 13th and final league here this week on the show. What's going on out in the Sask East?
Burping up garlic sauce.
Great sausage out there.
So good. You know what I had tonight? Ottenbrite meats. We had a meat sale for both kids' hockey teams. The cabbage roll sausage. Oh, no free plug, but when it comes to Ottenbrites, we love them.
It's always Ottenbrite season. Yeah, so they had a game last weekend. The Cote Selects, who won like two games last year, they host the Priestville Pats. 17-0 final.
Wow.
Oh. For the Cote Selects.
Yeah, we had someone message us.
Yes, they should be the number one team in the Prov.
My best goalie bro, Zach Cote. I told me they won 17-0. I love that. Yeah, the guy messaged us.
So
I like it.
Yeah. A guy by the name of Brandon Peltier had 5 goals, 2 assists, and a 17-0 win. He was their leading point guy. Actually, if you win 17-0, you'd actually expect somebody to almost get more than 7 points. But no mercy for Priestville. It's unfortunate. It could be a long year for Priestville, obviously, because there's some good teams out there with Theodore.
Oh, and Theodore's Rock City. Bus.
Langenberg.
Theodore's got a bus. They've got a real bus with their logos on it.
Somebody was telling me, and they won the league last year, they're not so much about S&Gs per se. They like to just do things to increase player morale. You know, get a nice bus, new dressing room, lappers. Shit like that. Yeah. Yeah. This weekend, some big matchups in the Sask East. Cote heads into Rokenville coming off that 17-0 win. I got Rock City -4.5, hammering that all day. Augie's boys out there. Although Dakota's now reffing, so see how many games he makes. Their new import, Taylor Thompson, expected to be in the lineup. Circle this one, highlight this one, tweet at Darren Dragger and let him know. Saturday night, Rokenville hosts Langenberg. Two rivals out there, two really good clubs. That's game of the week out there for Ritchie Brothers auction season. Priestville hosts Kenora and Swan Valley Axemen host the Ituna Avalanche, who will open up their new barn here in the next few weeks. The Sask East report.
Is that game in Rokenville or in Langenberg?
It's in Detroit Rock City. Yeah.
Maybe Augie will have a tailgate by the old thing in the back.
Augie.
Carton or.
Anybody know if Augie's making moose sausage on Friday night? Because he might be buckled Saturday.
Season opener tailgate at Augie's and Spy. I love it.
So you pull the smoke. Pull the smoke out of the sea can.
Yeah, out of the container. Yeah, that's the Burkett stuff. I got Burkett's. It looks
like the top 10, little update from Watrous. We're recording this on Tuesday, by the way. Show's probably coming out Thursday, but Watrous up 3-1. So I think we can take that one to the bank. That one is called. We're calling that one final 3-1.
All right, let's get into the top 10.
CTV style. Yep, senior hockey top 10. All right, fellas, let's preface this by saying a lot of the teams and a lot of the leagues still hadn't fired up as we released this show. But we would say that we tried to stick mainly to teams that are in action and highlight some of the teams that are already playing for the most part. So Senior Hockey Top 10 brought to you by General Well Servicing, Day Group of Companies, always hiring out there in the oil field. If you're looking for work, you need something new, you want to make some good cash, check them out. Message us. We'll get you in contact with the Day Group of Companies, General Well Servicing.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right. I want to get going with some honorable mentions, fellas. I don't know how many we're going to go with. My first one, got to give an honorable mention. 2-0, Sask Valley Hockey League, Central Butte Flyers. Beauticians.
I want to give one to the Twin Rivers, St. Brew, Lake Lenoir. I think they're going to be maybe the class of the league out there. Yeah. No, sorry. That's, Wheatland Hockey League. Sorry.
Okay.
I think I said, I always get those two Div 2.5 leagues mixed up.
My HM's going to go. Sorry. I'm going to go to the John Deere Combines, the Miotas Combines. Give them 9600.
And I want to just quickly throw one in because I think they're going to be sneaky and I think they're going to be in next week. I do. The EDAM 3-stars.
Could be.
Got a good club out there. I think they're a future top 10 team. Going to give a little HM Marty Smith style.
All right. Your number 10 spot.
Number 10.
Opening up the season, we're going to the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. The new, what's old is new again. The Balgonie Bisons.
Welcome back.
Number 9.
They've made some waves in the Sask Alta, so far so good, with a big win in Las Vegas, although they were outshot heavily. We like these guys. They're good to us. The Wainwright Rustlers. See how they make out this weekend.
Number 8.
Even though we gave up 50 shots the other night, Boz was saying, we're still going to stick with them. The Moosomin Rangers at number 8.
Check the game notes, Belts. That was the other team there. Milestone.
Sorry. Mixed up. We're still going to go with Moosomin. Number 8.
Number 7.
The Wilkie and Outlaws.
Number 6.
Big sportsman dinner last weekend. They had Marty McSorley and such getting the boys fired up for another brouhaha this weekend in Carnduff. That's probably why the boys were tilling. Marty McSorley was probably in the crowd. The Redvers Rockets. Number 6.
Number 5.
And number 5, even though they gave up 50 shots last game, Milestone, yes. We like them. Like Gallowitz and Neff there.
Yeah.
Tony's boy.
Number 4.
The Wadena Wagons. And playing out of the Creamery.
Number 3.
Number 3, they are new to their league, but we believe they're going to be a contender and they're going to fight all year long with the Keniston Blizzards. Watch out this season for the Davidson Cyclones. 1-0 so far.
Wonder if they got shells.
They would. Big shell guy.
Number 2.
The Watchers Wagons.
Wagoneers.
I knew they were going to be a bit of a wagon.
Didn't totally blow out Drake, though, right? So we'll see.
We don't know. It's only 3-1 right now after the second. They might put up a 4-spot in the third.
The number 1 senior hockey team in the province.
Been there a lot since we started this program. The Keniston Blizz.
Anyone else kind of getting sick of Keniston being number 1? Like, we need a big shake up here.
Somebody knock them off. Knock off the champs.
Right.
Could happen this weekend.
General Well Servicing, top 10. Thanks so much. Hey, before we go, guys, I got to mention, if you're around Lumsden on Saturday afternoon, it's going to be unreal. Shaunavon Shadows versus Lumsden. I forget what the team name is, Vikings or something like that, in the 9-man provincial championship. I remember calling one on the Shaunavon radio in Lumsden. It was so exciting. 9-man championship. I think it starts at 1 o'clock. Round 1. Go at 1, and if they don't start, then go drink at Last Mountain Distillery.
I want to do a couple other things here that I meant to do earlier in the show. was supposed to be a shout out for next show, but I want to mention it now. Shout out GX94 Radio in Yorkton. Benny Walchuk, I think the guy's name is, listening to the radio station. He was rattling off senior hockey scores and upcoming games in the sportscast. I thought that was pretty cool. Good job. Awesome. Highlighting senior hockey out there. So
smart.
Good job, Benny. Lots of great games this weekend around the province. We've got some new merch we're going to be giving away, so stay tuned for that. New player of the week tarps. By the way, congratulations to that goalie in Wainwright. We mentioned him earlier. Just did the draw. He's the winner of the first senior hockey weapon player of the week tarp. So
nice.
Right on.
Congratulations, Thomas. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Senior Hockey Show. Have a good week.
Later.